So let's get started this way. And I know the Panthers are 0-5 and they are headed to Miami. Oh, man, that should be fun. Hopefully they'll avoid going 0-6. But if they don't win that one, they have three games coming after the off week. I'd call it the bye, but only good teams get byes. And they are home to the Texans and the Colts, right? I don't know when the next win is coming or the first win is coming. I don't.
I thought maybe the Colts, but now I'm questioning that even.
I have serious doubts about any progress being shown, significant progress being shown over the course of the rest of the season. And I'm telling you, when I make a list of the problems, Bryce Young is not on the list. He is not the problem. But they have a lot of them. To the point where, if I were Scott Fitterer, I would blow it up. I would make a list. Who are the assets here? And I would be moving my assets with one, or actually two exceptions. One is Bryce Young.
Yeah.
And the other is Derek Brown. And I would even consider that because I think it needs a complete teardown.
Yeah, I'm ready for them to move some assets too.
I really believe we are at the point where it needs a complete teardown. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast moderator. How off base am I about the Panthers?
Well, I mean, your assertion here, I believe, if I'm understanding correctly, is that they need to tear it down and start all over.
We're getting to the other part of that problem, too.
They're 0-5, so I'm not sure how much further you want to tear it down. I think the biggest problem, and I think people are questioning whether or not Bryce Young is the guy. I think it's tough to answer that question given the protection the offensive line provides him and given right. the weapons that he has at his at his ready. Like Adam Thielen
going
is
to
a
Pro
really
Bowl. Adam Thielen's going to be in the Pro Bowl this year. Well, there's no longer a Pro Bowl
because he's getting 13 targets a week from Bryce Young.
Yep,
and there's no one else to throw to in Carolina.
Yep, going to catch 120 passes if he stays healthy.
Yeah, I mean, like But here's the thing is what's going to happen if the Panthers continue on this path. And as I think you and Victoria were just talking about, they're at Miami in week six. I mean, that's a loss.
Of course it is. They're all professionals. So stupid things happen. Buffalo lost to the Jets who refused to throw the ball in week one.
Fair. That's fair.
But yes, of course it's going to be a loss.
I mean, I haven't even looked at the line for this game, but I'm assuming it's going to be substantial.
right.
Well, I don't see a line.
I'll find it. Go through your thoughts.
14. Dolphins minus 14.
What?
So, let's say you lose that game, and then you fall to 0-6. You go
is that
to
a first
your
half line?
I know, right? Dolphins look like a pretty good bet. You go into your bye. You're at home against Houston, a team that looks a lot better than people thought. You're at home against Indy. I think they probably get one of those. You really need to,
You think they probably get one of those?
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to lose every game this season. They probably get one of those. Indianapolis likely going to be without Anthony Richardson for a while.
Yes.
At Chicago, I can't overstate how badly the Panthers need to win that game. Because the Panthers really don't
at
need
Chicago.
The Bears to... The Panthers, here's the biggest issue for the Panthers right now, in my opinion, is not the roster, it's not the quarterback, it's not the coach, it's not the 0-5 record. It is the fact that, as of right now, Carolina will be handing the number one overall pick yep. to the Chicago Bears, in a historically potentially deep draft with Caleb Williams, basically a Trevor Lawrence, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning type of quarterback coming out of the draft, if he is perceived to be that, if he is really going to be that guy, and they hand the number one overall pick right now, the Panthers would have given up essentially Caleb Williams if the season ended.
Right.
Caleb Williams, DJ Moore, Jalen Carter, who looks like a superstar for the Eagles.
Absolutely.
Number two picks for Bryce Young. No one in their right mind would make that trade. The Panthers believe that they would win 7-plus games when they traded for Bryce Young. They haven't won any. And they haven't, they were close against the Falcons kind of early. New Orleans.
Oh no, I think that was a game that they absolutely could have won, maybe should have won, right?
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
The game against the Falcons, they could have won, should have won.
Yeah, could have beaten New Orleans at home.
But Atlanta's not that good.
Atlanta's pretty good.
They're all right.
The Panthers stink.
I'll tell you who's great.
Bobby Dan Brinson won't stop texting me about the play calling and how Frank Wright needs to get fired. I'm like, he's been there a month, Dad. Stop it.
But I think there is justification to be critical and skeptical of the head coach, right? So I want to start at the top here. And normally, you and I, although we didn't necessarily talk today, but normally I try to leave the Panther stuff for before so we can get to other things with you because there are other things worth talking about. But this is obviously a very big deal to most of the people listening right now. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick 6 podcast moderator. The owner is still meddlesome, impetuous, and I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, learning how to be a good owner. He has given us very little indication that he is making progress in that regard.
Right.
The general manager, Scott Fitterer, who probably should have told the owner, boss, this isn't the draft to trade from 9 to 1. It doesn't matter if Bryce Young is good or not. He is not the generational quarterback talent. Right. I still think he's going to be a very, very good starting quarterback in this league, one who could become a franchise quarterback. My problem is not Bryce Young. My problem is what you had to give up to go from 9 to 1, knowing, because it wasn't that hard to look into the future and see Drake May and Caleb Williams, and as it turns out, a few other quarterbacks coming out in this draft, where it was going to be so deep, you might not have had to trade up to get a franchise-type quarterback in this year's draft. But
and tag on the fact that you were picking 9th overall. This is not a case of the Chiefs trading up to 10 because Patrick Mahomes fell further than they thought and snagging him by trading away a future first round pick that they knew absolute, like, total worst case might be number 15 overall because they had a really good team with Alex Smith. You know, they didn't even play Patrick Mahomes except for the final game in when they sat the starters in his rookie season. This is not the Bills winning 9 games and going to the playoffs, and then trading up to 10 to get Josh Allen. This is the Panthers trading from 9 to 1.
Yep.
You had to give away so much to get up there, and you are, like, by doing it, and I think we all believe it was Tepper's idea to go up there and get it. This wasn't Frank Reich and Scott Fitterer.
Of course
this
not, Tepper's, right.
Yeah, Tepper's like, I want a quarterback. They say they've got a bunch of offers. Do make it happen. Let's go get this guy, because, damn it, we're going to be right, which is not how being right works most of the time. And as a result, you have a roster – where the defense has been playing well, but it's they played well early in the season, and now it's sort of like, I mean, a little bit of like, maybe like, you know, like NC State and Louisville, like we talked about last week, where it's like, you know, you're like, what else can we do here, man? Like, we held on for dear life. Now they're not playing well. They got blasted by Detroit. Yeah. Minnesota moved the ball pretty easily. They had the pick six is the only way they scored. The offense can't do anything. It is a dink and dunk, like, there is no, like, it is the least threatening offense in the entire NFL.
And that's where I think the criticism of Frank Wright, comes in.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I think, I hate to use this, but lessons can be learned from what the Jets did last week. I said it last Monday that the Jets have decided, and bless their hearts for doing it, for the most part. I didn't see the game against the Browns. Was not on here, and I didn't care enough to try to seek it out elsewhere. I'm not a Sunday ticket person. But in the game against, who did we just watch, against the Chiefs, they were willing to just say, you know what? We're going to let Zach throw it. We're going to let him throw the ball down the field, because if we don't, then nothing else is going to work.
Yeah, Breece Hall ran for 177 yards.
Breece Hall is a next-level thing.
Yeah, that was really the crux.
Holy cow. He's averaging 7.2 yards a carry through 5 weeks of the season. But the Panthers
isn't leading like the qualified rushers because Devin Achane's averaging 12.8.
So unbelievable! Man, the NFL is wild
him next week though. Don't worry. The Panthers will probably slow him. That Dolphins team, by the way, this is the fastest team. They are like a drug running speedboat out of Miami. Like, that is like the best analogy I can think of for that team based on the localized, like you know, one of
perfect
those,
for 80, the city too. Yeah,
exactly. Like one of those 80 cigarette boats. So it's like, and like you got like I don't know, like something with like Scarface music or like Grand Theft Auto music playing in the background. Like you know, like the heat is on. I mean, even the heat is on is playing like some Beverly Hills Cop. Shout out to Glenn Frey.
Drug running speedboat. Just leave it at the drug running speedboat.
They're a drug running speedboat. They are so fast. If you go, if you look at next gen stats, and when you go there, you can check out the fastest ball carriers. Allow me to list the fastest five ball carriers on the season.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill, Devin Achane, Devin Achane again, Tyreek Hill again, Raheem Mostert again, and then you still have Tyreek Hill, Devin Achane, and inside the top 10 additionally, and I think there's a few more. Like, is Jalen Waddle's on here? Tyreek Hill's on here again? I mean, it is littered with this Miami roster. Like, the Panthers are going to get pantsed down in South. And watch the Panthers do something like wear their black uniforms down in the South Beach in, like, October, too. Like,
they should wear teal, although who knows what the weather is like.
It ain't cold.
Right, that's true. But if you're Frank Reich, you have to make teams defend the whole field, and they refuse to do that.
They can't. They cannot. They do not have anyone physically on the roster who can stretch the field.
I don't think it matters. You have to at least show it. Nobody's going to defend it.
They literally can't show it. How, like, you can't have, like, Adam Thielen's not going to torch somebody on a vertical nine route. Like,
I mean, DJ Chark's on the roster. Send him deep. Send your tight end deep over the middle. I mean, Hayden Hurst is a good enough tight end to at least get down the seam. They have no choice. Because they're not good enough run blocking at this point. There's no great. I mean, Frank Reich evoked the phrase ground and pound twice that I heard in his post game, and none of it really meant we're going to run the ball, which I don't even understand why you would say ground and pound if you're not going to run the ball. They're just not good at it, on top of the fact that it's the second week that Miles Sanders has put the ball on the ground and has really hurt them.
I believe I'm looking at this. Yeah, this is correct. Just looking at the next gen stats passing charge for Bryce Young. Congratulations, the Panthers. He completed his second pass on the season of 20 yards or more, air yards or more down the field against the
second one
against the Lions.
You just have to. You have to figure out a way to at least make the defense not put eight guys around the line of scrimmage to take away, because all those short passes become impossible for Bryce Young, not just to complete, but to gain more than 3 yards if there's eight defenders around the line of scrimmage.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, there's not a single team in the NFL that is scared of the Panthers.
Nope.
And them going up top. And if I recall correctly, like, you look at this passing chart from yesterday, and it is all inside 10 yards. Or behind me, he threw an interception on a screen pass too. By the way, which, I mean, it was a great move by Aiden Hutchinson. Give him credit, but still, like, ridiculous.
That was a bad idea. Bryce Young has to see Hutchinson. But can we also say that if you removed Aiden Hutchinson from the play, just lifted him up with like a pitchfork or something, and got him out of there, the pass probably hits Taylor Moten in the rear end.
Yeah.
Because he got blocked back into the play.
Why are you lifting a human out of there with a pitchfork? I don't know. Like a crane or
I meant that. You saw, for those people watching, you saw I made the image of reaching down with a hook, a claw.
The prize claw thing.
It's the second time I've used the word pitchfork today.
Was he a bale of hay? You just tossing him out of there like a pitchfork?
Hey, you know I understand all about bale of hay. All right, let me get to a couple. That's right. You also have horsemanship in your background. All right, let me get to a couple, at least one other game. I really want to get to two. Would you consider what the San Francisco 49ers did to the Dallas Cowboys a statement?
Oh, yeah. It was like a Sunday night. You can kind of stop. We started the Pick Six podcast, our live show, in the third quarter.
Yeah,
it was that like, and we usually wait till the end of the game, and we started because it was that bad. It was San Francisco. It was sort of like if there's a club of elite NFC teams, and Dallas like was in the club, and San Francisco saw them and was like, "What are you doing in here?
Right.
You're not a member." And they're like, "What are you talking about? Like we got past you." No. You wait in line like everybody else. Picked him up by like the collar and threw him out the door. Like just bounced him out of the club. Like you don't belong in this club. It's us and the Eagles, and we're thinking about letting the Lions in. But let me tell you something, Dallas, you don't belong here right now. That's what kind of statement game it was to me.
It was thorough. The 49ers were amazing defensively. Dallas's defense, which, I mean, no Trayvon Diggs has, I think, matters, but it should not matter to the degree it did last night. But it was, you've heard me say this, your schedule matters. Who you play matters. And through the first, 4 weeks of the season, Dallas had played 4 1-3 teams. They hadn't played anybody yet. And they still haven't played.
San Francisco hadn't really either, and then but they had.
But they had played better teams. I mean, Pittsburgh's not a patsy. I still think the Rams are pretty good, right?
I do too. I do too.
So, I mean, the 49ers are. I think they're the best team in football.
The Cardinals and the 49ers have sort of figured out what to do. The Cardinals gave the blueprint for the 49ers, and then you just run at Micah Parsons. You use your running game and attack Micah Parsons, force him to be a run defender. Don't let him be a guy who just flies off the edge constantly. And then you have that play action stuff that let Kittle's wide open on these crossing routes.
All right, one more thing, maybe two. I will say the Jets won their Super Bowl yesterday. They beat the Denver Broncos, who are coached. But who's it? Sean Payton is the coach of the Broncos.
And you nailed this one.
Well,
worse coaching job than Nathaniel Hackett.
Find the lie at this point. Right? Look, I understand that you got to pump up your guy. And Sean Payton takes over the Broncos, and Russell Wilson is his guy. But when you go and you say, I don't know that he was wrong. Nathaniel Hackett did a horrible job last year. One coach blatantly and pointedly calling out another coach and then going about the business of calling out the Jets as an organization for what they did in the offseason just opened the door. And Peyton's only win this year is a frantic miracle comeback on their own field against the Bears.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, but yesterday was freaking delicious. I don't even care about the Jets. I am more about Sean Payton. You have to back up your words, and he got them shoved down his throat, and I could not be more thrilled.
I think it's fascinating that the modern social media like response is just like totally different than it used to be. Now it's like anything like LeBron related is like, or like Patrick, people in the comments will be like, if Patrick Mahomes does something, they'll be like, he's washed and like he's a loser. It's like, like just complete trolling. But like every single person in like responding to anything Broncos related is like, Drew Brees made this clown, and I don't know if they're being serious or not.
Maybe.
I mean, this is a really bad start to the Sean Payton era in Denver. And I don't know how you can I mean, it seems like to me there's an obvious scapegoat, and his name is Russ Wilson.
I do think that we're almost at the point, and I'm not even saying that Sean Payton might not be right. If maybe Russ is done, we don't know. He certainly wasn't good last year, right?
Sean Payton's in the running for Caleb Williams.
Yeah, he is. That's right. Oh, and there's no question that he would draft a quarterback one and move on from Russ. Hey, Panthers. I'm kidding. Sort of. Real quick.
The current draft order is Chicago, Denver, Minnesota, New England. Hello.
Chicago. Sorry. Is Bill Belichick...
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here. We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook. Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
About to be done in New England?
I mean, there's just no turning this Patriots team around, I don't think. Like, they can't win from behind. They can't win unless their ground game is working. They average 2.5 yards per carry against the Saints. I mean, the Saints team hadn't scored 30 points since week 7 of last year. And they go into New England and give Bill Belichick before. So in the last 2 weeks, in his career as a Patriots coach, he has 4 losses by 30 plus points.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 2003 to the Bills, 1 in 2020 to the Bills post Tom Brady, and 2 the last 2 weeks. He's been outscored 69-3 the last 2 weeks. That is humiliating.
Yep.
And
not nice.
It's hard, not nice, exactly. Not nice. And it is hard to find a pathway or back nice. To this Patriots team being good. And I do sort of think you have to wonder, is there like a chance that Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft, huddle up at the end of this like disastrous year? And maybe this changes if they get a chance to draft like Caleb Williams or, you know, Drake May, and they decide to move on from Mac Jones. But is there a chance they huddle up and say, maybe we should mutually part ways? I mean, Bob Kraft wants him to break Don Shula's record in New England. Belichick wants to break it in New England. But at this pace, we're going to need like 4 more years to do it. And yeah. It would just be like, I don't see how Belichick can continue to ride this out. And like with each more embarrassing loss, it becomes more easier and easier for anyone who's ever said that they won because of Tom Brady to just pound that gavel on the table even harder and like and make that point.
Yeah, look, this started to turn in the second half of the 2019 season, the year after they won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Their offense was trash. Brady couldn't save it. They lost at home to Tennessee. The only time they've been in the playoffs since was last year. And they got beat by 30 points at Buffalo in the wild card game. And their offense has just been awful. Mac Jones isn't any good. He's certainly not good enough to be a quarterback that helps you win. I mean, he could be the caretaker of a really good offense, but man, they haven't had one of those in now. This is year 5, year 6. It's been a while since the Super Bowl.
They invested heavily in the running game, expected it to carry the team. They have no real weapons at wide receiver, nobody that can threaten down the field, mostly young guys, mostly like pickups from cast-offs from other teams. And they have a former Alabama Heisman-winning quarterback who they drafted in the first round that isn't capable of lifting up the team. Sound familiar?
Wait a second. The jury is not yet in on Bryce Young. Again, I think Bryce Young's going to be fine.
I'm just saying that, like, but Bryce Young, like, I'm not saying that, like, Anthony Richardson or C.J. Stroud would elevate what the Panthers have. I'm just saying that, like, both those offenses, like, I wouldn't want to watch a Patriots-Panthers game. That is a snoozer.
Oh, yeah, that would be ugly. Let's hope they're not scheduled to play. I don't think they are. Will Brinson, at Will Brinson on Twitter, Pick Six Podcast. You're the man. I appreciate your time. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. See you, man.
All right, man.